Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The U.S. Supreme Court sent the issue of abortion back to the states 2 years ago, and it's often played out in favor of abortion access when put to the popular vote. It's a movement Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger says she'll throw her support behind as she campaigns to be the next governor of Virginia.
The attacks on reproductive health care, from abortion to contraception to IVF, are clear, and it's something that I hear about in all corners of the Commonwealth. And it will be a central issue for many voters.
Democrats in the General Assembly submitted a constitutional amendment this past legislative session they say will protect reproductive freedom. As long as the two chambers' Democratic majorities hold, it's expected to pass during the 2025 session. Then, as required by the state's constitution, a statewide election must occur, followed by a second legislative vote. It would then go to the voters as early as 2026. Olivia Gans Turner is president of the Virginia Society for Human Life, a group opposed to abortion. Despite the success of abortion access ballot measures in other states, she said she welcomes such a move in the Commonwealth.
We need to have that conversation in Virginia to see, where do we really stand? How far do we want to go? Do we want unlimited abortion?
A 2023 poll from Christopher Newport University found about half of Virginians like the state's current abortion laws, and nearly a quarter wish they were less restrictive. Only that final quarter said it should be harder to access abortion. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.